Well, they say that the Lampa Festival is a place where you meet people, and I've just done exactly that. We're standing in the rain, although the rain's easing off now, with Lolita Cigana, member of the Latvian Saima. I'm imagining this is probably not your first time here, Lolita, but what are you here to hear?
This is definitely not my first time. This is actually my third time. And I was actually one of the politicians who agreed to be grilled during the first festival. And yes, I am just really very happy to see into what a nice event it has developed.
And I mean, my personal view is that Latvians are actually naturally quite good talkers, or at least they can talk at length in a way that maybe some other people can't. Are we kind of seeing Latvian conversation at its best here, or is it a sort of special version which is for public consumption?
I believe that this is the Latvian, typical Latvian conversation that has moved outside our kitchens. And that is very good, because I remember myself when I was small during the Soviet times, I was always trying to listen in to the conversations and jokes that were passed around in our kitchens, and always the door was closed so that the kids wouldn't retell these stories at school. And I'm very happy to see that we are continuing this tradition, but in an upgraded way.
Well, I think maybe it's because it's all in tents rather than some big open stage. You do get that feeling that you're kind of sneaking into someone's front room, or there's something a little bit more intimate about it than there would be about people sort of showing off on a grand scale, which isn't really Latvian style, is it?
That is right. I guess that this concept of tents is really weather imposed. And last one before the last year, the weather was really wonderful and there was no need for tents. Of course, it's very helpful this time round. So probably this whole kitchen talk has been generated by the weather we have here. And we are just continuing this concept of small compartments of discussions and conversations.
And so a bit of an unfair question for a member of the parliament in particular, but who would you say is the best speaker in Latvia?
Ooh, the best speaker. The best speaker. Wow, that's a difficult question, because it's. I believe that we have some really wonderful and bright personalities when it comes to arts and theater. And I think it's just really remarkable to what extent our actors of different theaters are excellent speakers, very charismatic, incredibly able to pass complicated concepts and facts around. When it comes to politicians, we are not good speakers at all. And somehow it seems that our electorate in general does not favor people who are very charismatic and good speakers. So in politics, it seems that everyone who is able to raise themselves upon the, above the level of mumbling are actually considered to be decent speakers. And yes, so it's difficult to find excellent speakers in politics, although of course we've had some. And of course we always know that being able to speak excellently does not really pass for being a perfect politician, but it's still a starting point, because as I'm trying to tell to my teenage sons, if there is nothing inside, there is nothing that comes out.
Well, thank you very much for raising yourself above the level of mumbling with me, and in a foreign language as well, which I think should also be noted as well. So I'll let you escape into one of the other tents from the rain, but thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike.